Today we finish the final chapter of one book, and we are starting a brand new chapter in a whole new book. This is the We the Exiles podcast.
We will not build the church according to the changing whims of an ungodly culture. We will change that ungodly culture by the power of the immutable gospel.
Welcome to the We the Exiles podcast. I'm your host, Cameron Wood, joined as always with my co-host and brother, Chandler Wood.
Hey, hey.
We hope you guys are having a great day, and we thank you for joining us. In this podcast, we examine Christian culture in the light of Scripture. We believe in the sufficiency of Scripture, and our goal is to help others be bold and stand firm in a world that is increasingly anti-Christ.
And with that, we pray, Jesus Christ, may you be glorified and give us wisdom to speak clearly and boldly about your unchanging truth.
So before we dive into the little teaser there in the beginning of the episode, the main bulk of our discussion today, we're going to announce, like we've been talking about, the winner of the giveaway.
Woo!
The super fantastical theological exile box. And are we going to... We're just going to let the things in the box be a surprise, right?
Yeah,
we're
not going to... It's still supposed to be a mystery.
Right, okay. I didn't know if we were going to announce. But yes, we want to do that. Again, we thank you guys for supporting us. Everyone who's been supportive of us on Patreon so far, thank you from the bottom of our hearts. You've really been a big help in continuing so far.
Absolutely.
Everything we've done in the podcast. And so I guess without further ado, we don't have like a drum roll
sound. I'll do the drum roll.
The winner of the super fantastical theological exile box is Timothy Hughes.
Yeah!
So, Timothy, I'm sure we'll have reached out to you at this point.
Well, I think we should have his address already.
Yeah. We're going to send you this box. It's going to contain a book from Chandler and I that we've chosen. So you'll get two books. You're going to get two music records from people that we enjoy listening to, a bag of coffee.
Oh, yeah.
So hopefully you like coffee. If not, you can give it to someone who does. And then we're going to include a journal in there as well. We haven't done it yet, but our intention was to do like some promotion with the Exiles journals. I don't know for this box if we'll have time to do that per se, but we will include a neat journal in there just for you to have to use for whatever. It's the study or prayer. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I know you do too, write my prayers down. So whatever you want to use it for, Timothy, the box is yours. And we're going to try our best to get that box out this week, at about the end of this week, if not the first of next week. So be on the lookout for that box. And we're going to do these giveaways every now and then, so continue to listen. You'll hear opportunities for those giveaways. But congratulations, Timothy. And again, thank you to all who have supported us this far.
Awesome. Well, today, this is going to be a marker for a new chapter in our life. Cameron and I have nulled over this, thought about this, prayed about this. And we just feel very confident in this, and we wanted to use the start of the next 20 episodes.
Yeah. The kind of setup before we actually dive into what this is, the anticipation, I'll let it kind of build a little longer. I want to say that the way that we're going to do today's episode is going to be a little different. We're not going to have specific segments. We're just going to talk through this because this is kind of a big deal for us, and we want to have a good amount of discussion on it. But like Chandler was saying, for those who are close to us, family members, people that have been around us, kind of have viewed our life in some kind of sorts as kind of spontaneous or kind of would look like that to them, mm-hmm. in a lot of ways because we're creatives. We do a lot of things.
Very unpredictable.
very unpredictable. And we've kind of talked about that some on the podcast. But today, what we're going to talk about is in relation to that, it's not spontaneous at all. most of my life, I have wanted in every way to try my best to fully trust the Lord. We've written a lot about that in our music. We've talked about that on the show. And for anybody who's walked the Christian life, you understand and know that is easier said than done.
Mm-hmm.
We've gone through a lot of life change in our shorter period of time on this earth, especially in the last 7 years. And anything that we do, we want to do it knowing that the Lord is 100% behind that, that we're trusting Him for wherever we're going next or whatever door He's opening next. And as we move into this next chapter of our lives, really writing a whole new book, we want to trust Him along the way. So as we're setting this stuff up, we just want to ask you guys, please be in prayer for us. There is not a lot of emphasis on prayer in a lot of things in the Christian world, but it is something that is super important. I know that for us in our life as well, we need to be constantly in prayer, more even so than we are. And we're just asking you guys, as we announce this and as we continue on, please be in prayer for us, for We the Exiles, for what's going on in our lives next, that God would be glorified ultimately, that we would heed His truth, that we would look to Him for everything that we're doing. And again, just we thank you guys so much. But do you want to announce it or should we announce it?
So we'll kind of announce what it is, and then we'll unpack it and kind of give reasonings for how we came to this decision and just where the Lord is moving us with We the Exiles and where our heart is for pushing the gospel out into the world. But Cameron and I have decided together that it would be best to part ways with Seeker and Servant, the musical project that we've been doing for the past 5 years.
6 years.
Yeah, 5 or 6 years. And it is bittersweet, but it's not a thing where we're separating on bad terms or anything.
You and I are Seeker and Servant, essentially.
Yeah, we're making this decision because we feel like God is pushing us in a different direction, and we have kind of felt this for a little while, like the time has come with Seeker and Servant, and we feel like it's reached its purpose for what that was.
Yeah.
And so that's basically kind of the banner of what today's discussion is going to be about, but it's also going to be tied into kind of how we got there and what we're excited about for the future.
To kind of, I guess, in the initial explanation of this, I want to make this aware too. For those of us who have been supporting us on Patreon and those who are considering, this move is only going to increase We the Exiles.
Yeah.
This is going to increase what we're doing with We the Exiles. In fact, a lot of what we're doing with We the Exiles is in relation to this decision. But I want to put it like this. You know, in your walk with Christ, that when He is moving you in one direction and you're trying to be faithful to that, but at the same time, you're trying to hold on to in your flesh certain things that you are actually being called to give up by Him. It's like that trying to fit a square peg in a round hole type of mentality. Mm-hmm. It won't work, and you will not be able to continue it. And for a while, that is kind of what it's felt like. It's more, when we first started Seeker and Servant, it felt kind of like we were moving at super fast pace down this super steep hill, and it was all going in this one direction, and it felt right and great. But lately, for me, it has felt more so like a kind of an uphill mm-hmm. type of struggle where I'm working against what I know I should be doing.
Mm-hmm. And I think rather than just us completely trusting God, I think over the past, I would probably say 2 years, there's just been continuous signs of like, it seems like we're trying to force these things to happen instead of waiting for the mm-hmm. Lord. And a lot of times we forced a lot of things to happen because we solely just wanted to continue playing music, and we wanted to go play shows, and we wanted to do these things, not really spending enough time in prayer and really waiting out whether or not that's where God wanted us to be. And I believe that God has used everything that we've done with Seeker and Servant for His glory, and we've had countless encouragements of that. But I still think that there was an error on our part there, and that we're seeing that now.
Yeah.
And now we can assess it and you know, have a proper...
Right. Right.
But I kind of wanted to, as we're kind of unfolding a little bit, I kind of wanted to just, for those that are listening that might not know Seeker and Servant, that's the band that Cameron and I started for 6 years ago. And then out of that, our heart and desire for proclaiming the truth, it kind of led to us wanting to do this podcast. And so we've been doing this podcast. We've had 20 episodes in now.
This is the 21st episode. Yeah.
So anyway, our passion, first and foremost, is not just music or just podcast or whatever. Our first and foremost passion is to proclaim the gospel.
That's right.
And so that's our heart, and that's what we're going to continue to do. And we think that this platform is the best way right. for us in how God has shaped our gifting
right.
To continue forward. But I wanted to back up and just give people an idea and to be vulnerable and real, because decisions are hard in life. Mm-hmm. And this decision is like, if you would have asked us this 5 years ago, that would be completely out of question. And that's the thing, is sometimes it's hard to relinquish what we want to God mm-hmm. because we're afraid that what He has is not better than what we think is best for us.
Yeah, or we know that His answer is not going to be what we want to hear.
Right.
So we just continually move on in a direction that's not really what He wants, so in our selfish ambition, what we want.
Yes, and so I think to be vulnerable and just to be real, because I want even this episode that's just like kind of an announcement episode that may be relatable to people in different situations and maybe different contexts, to really trust in God and to really lay your life down for wherever He might take you.
Right.
But I wanted to kind of back up to the start. Cameron and I, we were brothers, and from the very get-go, to where we could really communicate with each other, music has always been our forte. I mean, everyone in our family and surrounding us, if they knew one thing about us, it was that we loved music. Mm-hmm. We had a desire for any instrument to learn, to play. We loved listening to music, and I don't know, it was just in us.
It was a natural part of who we are.
It's crazy to explain, and some people might not get that.
It's not a passion either that had to be groomed. Mm-mm. It was a passion that was just there, that I was always drawn to. I loved it.
And specifically with you and I, there was a connection there like none other. Like, when we would listen to particular songs, Cameron and I would think exactly alike on those particular songs. And mm-hmm. And that's even before, you know, we could persuade each other in like what we liked and stuff. It's just, I really believe God has given us a gifting in that we're mm-hmm. so connected in that. But from the very get-go, we love music. And when we were kids, if you asked us both, I mean, for all our younger years, if anyone ever asked us what we were going to be when we grew up, it was without a doubt, no question, that we were going to be musicians. Mm-hmm. That was all we wanted. We breathed it. We slept and thought about it. I was thinking about this the other day, and just crazy how time changes. Life is so crazy in that regard. But, and especially when you're laying your life down for Christ, mm-hmm. and when true things in life take precedent over our dreams and our, right. our goals and things that we have for ourselves. But it is, I was thinking about it, and it's bittersweet, you know, because I've lived pretty much my whole life up until the last couple of years devoted solely to that goal.
Right. I mean, we started the business that we run now for music, I mean, to continue to pursue that. Every big monumental change in our life with school and just our story has revolved around music. And thankfully, in God's faithfulness, it has been with the ultimate mindset, though there's a lot of growth there that it was to be had for us, for His glory. And that's the thing, even young, mm-hmm. young kids. I mean, there's a binder somewhere, and I titled, the binder was Filling Empty Spaces. I remember the title of it. But this binder was full of different types of pages, whether they're typed, handwritten, of just songs that Chandler and I would write in middle school.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, by all standards, they're very shallow.
Yeah.
But the intention behind them, what we were writing about, all centered around the person of God, who God is,
mm-hmm.
and our love for Him.
Yeah.
Though where we were in our faith in that place in our life was nowhere near where we are now, there was a devotion towards that. And anytime people question that, well, maybe you should be a country artist or you could pursue this, I never had a mm-hmm. doubt of what I wanted to do and what I write. I wanted to be a Christian artist,
yeah,
a Christian musician.
And we have, and that's none of ourselves, because looking back, it's like, why did we even think that? Because, yeah, we could have done another genre or done something to where we would have had quick success, or
yeah. And there were times too in the pursuit of, you know, Christian music where there were other moments of quicker success,
mm-hmm.
that could have come our way. And the only reason that those didn't work out was because God kept them from mm-hmm. working out.
And that's kind of what we're unfolding for you now. Because someone might say, well, if this has been your dream your whole life, and this is all you've ever done up until a couple of years ago, you know, why would you just give that up? Strive harder after what you dream. And it's that mentality that is really embedded in people in the world. You know, follow your dreams, follow your dreams.
Well, first and foremost, too, I think it was up until really recently that I fully 100% got it.
Mm-hmm.
We've been on that journey.
Oh yeah.
But I got it, and when I got it, it was almost like I was able to fully breathe out and say, yeah, that's the right way to go about this. Mm-hmm. This is the right time to do that. And a lot of it has to be that we say dream, but my selfish dream and my spiritual dream,
mm-hmm.
they don't line up.
Right.
And
I would say majority of our dream, what we would say our dream was when we were kids, had nothing to do really with the spiritual aspect of it. It was about, we want to play shows.
Right.
We want to tour.
Right.
We want to put out records that people would support. We want to have a lot of listeners. And we want to make this a career where we can be financially stable mm-hmm. and be able to do music for the rest of our lives. That mm-hmm. was the goal. And all of that is covered in pride.
It is. And it's also, have you ever stopped to just think about this, like, idea? You know, for hundreds of years, that wasn't even a job. And we'll talk maybe some more about this in relation to like where we see Christian music and worship. But mostly Western civilization has made it a dream, mm-hmm. right? A job, where, you know, your ex talent, you have this much talent, you pursue this, it's about you and your dream, and you do that. And that's pretty much the same way in Christian music too. Christian music industry is just a supposedly cleaner, better alternative, right? But that's the reality of it, because majority of the world, even when this was kind of, when Western civilization was putting an emphasis on the stuff, they didn't even think about that. Mm. So when you look at it in that way, it's kind of odd that, you know, we place so much emphasis on it in that regard. Like it's,
yeah,
like it's this extra, just super great thing.
Yeah. And I would say, you know, if you have followed Cameron and I with Secret Servant, or even just from the get-go of We the Exiles, we talk a lot about our struggle with pride. And we have for years, even when we were doing another music project, this always kept coming up for us because we kept seeing in ourselves that we just love it too much, and we love the praise of man. And I'm just going to go out on a limb and say this, and this is a lot of the reason why it's hard to just continue to make this happen, but we have tried to do this and completely separate the pride aspect from it. But from what I have found, that just cannot be done. And what I'm talking about is not just playing music. Like I think Cameron and I will never.
Yeah. We're going to explain this, but from the context of why we're closing the chapter of our life with Seeker and Servant and in that way of pursuing music.
Yeah. We'll never stop playing music in some regard. And I think in better regards to how it should be. But the whole idea of like touring and playing shows for people and selling
or making, trying to make a living,
merch. And yeah, basically trying to make mm-hmm. that something. It's hard because you're really selling
yourself.
You're selling this name on a shirt. Right. You're selling
what people are buying from
when you're going to a show.
Yeah.
Although you might have the intention that this is going to be a worshipful set, but it's like, what's the point of you being there? Like, does it make it some difference that you're, right. you physically are there in
right.
person?
Right. And a lot of this can, people can say, well, this is like super heavy philosophical ways of thinking about music. But if you've been in our shoes and have gone through what we've gone through for, I was like 14, 15 when I started taking this super seriously. So almost 15 plus years, right? Or 15 years for me doing this. And the continual part of that has been God growing me, mm-hmm. sanctifying me in a way. It doesn't seem that kind of odd. But for some people, it'll be like, this is a heavy. And we're not per se coming down on those individuals who are not there where we are. And they may never get there. You know,
and we're not saying that that is
right.
The completely right answer.
Yeah, we don't, but for us it is.
Oh, yeah.
It is, because in our conscience and our conviction, for us to be able to, like Chandler said, kill our pride, we can't pursue it in that way anymore because it's impossible for us. If others have found that way for that, then that is awesome. That's amazing. But in this regard, we just don't see that.
Because it's like even when we would go play places with that intention, you know, we would go and we'd have this mindset, we'd go. And all it takes is one person coming up to us to say, wow, you guys are really good. Or someone buys our merch.
Yeah.
That has, or we sell a good bit of merch.
There's never.
So these thoughts start creeping in and it's just like.
Right. Admiration and encouragement are different. You can encourage someone and be in support of them. And there is admiration to a certain extent because there are faithful men that I admire. But then, like, worshiping the entity that they are, mm-hmm. the group that they are, like in music or whatever, is very different. And it's hard. I mean, it's hard because then when we, for at least for me, no matter how much time I prepared, no matter how much emphasis I put on, not me, but you, God, not me, but you. The moment that I got up there and started playing, that was gone.
Mm-hmm.
And we may, as we grew, have moments where we would speak about the Lord or preach in our sets and stuff like that, but it just got so hard because we were really warring, continuing to war with ourselves and with that.
When you're in front of an audience, I mean, you're wanting to perform.
Right.
You know, it's so hard, especially in a context of like someone comes to a show.
Right.
Well,
that's already difficult even in like a church context, but mm-hmm. even more super difficult when it's not just a church context, but in a venue or a secular context, because I don't really see, at least for where my point of view is and why it's hard for me, I don't really see a true atmosphere of reverence and awe of the Lord in those particular contexts. So it's going to be super difficult for me to set my mind mm-hmm. on the Lord in those contexts, not just for the performer, but for the person coming to those contexts and in those places. But it's even super hard on Sundays. And that may be a question. Well, what about in churches and stuff like that? I believe it's a little different in those senses, not from performing necessarily, in the idea that a lot of seeker-friendly churches do it, but I'm talking about just like true worship
mm-hmm.
because you're in a faithful, like-minded place with people who, for the most part, if they're members of that church, or at least in our local body sense, their mindset and their heart's desire for being in that place on a Sunday morning or in this context of church is different.
Yeah, and I think, you know, on the flip side, like what you're saying, a lot of churches that are like the seeker-friendly, have all the lights, have all the, you know, have to have this perfect set and all this stuff. Yeah, that's going to be hard.
Yeah, it's hard because you're already setting it up to be...
I mean, you're wanting to impress level.
It's an idolistic mindset, and it's so hard to talk about this stuff because some of people who don't know us quite as well as some others, if you're listening to this, may take, well, y'all are taking a super self-righteous approach to this, and I'm telling you right now, our efforts for this is solely out of our decision to wanting to glorify God better. And how do we do that in our lives? Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, too, I think we just feel a peace about it. I mean,
right.
God has given us a contentment with the decision to make and moving forward, and we think it's for the best. But, I mean, so say someone's listening, and maybe someone says, okay, well, you know, I hear you on the you know, the issue with pride and stuff.
Right.
So why not just continue playing music and don't do shows and don't create a presence in such a way. So why just completely cut it off?
Yeah. The good answer for that is that we just have to be able to move forward in the next phase. Because if we leave that door creaked open, mm-hmm. there's a good opportunity that the door will eventually just open wide again and we'll be back in the same position that we were.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of like...
we've got to fully shut that door.
Don't let any provision for the flesh.
Right, and for us, that kind of is, not, is,
and,
is
and,
that.
And like we mentioned before, like, we have no plans to stop playing music.
Right.
It's just in the context
of when we close out this, well, what's next? What does this mean for the Exiles and all the people who are supporting Patreon? It means a lot. There's a lot coming. Mm-hmm. But in regards to explaining this, kind of breaking all this down, we first want to do that before we kind of get to that. But yeah, with all of this, I want to address this too. The primary point that we're created, the chief end of man is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. And you can't enjoy God in yourself. You can't. That's the whole point of us dying to ourselves and following Christ. We're being put to death in our flesh and raised a newness of life in Christ so that we become new people, a new creation that is now not about self, but about the glorification of God. And when everything we do in the quotations of it being a better alternative models the exact thing that we're trying to get away from, then I find it extremely difficult to say that it's a better alternative. And with all this being said too, my question too for all this is, why can't we just enjoy Christ? Why do we have to have all these other things to fill our time with just because we want to have all these things that everyone else has? And that's the answer, right? The answer is because we feel like we'd be missing out.
Mm-hmm.
This allows us to kind of bridge the gap between truly letting go of our selfishness and the things that we truly want to hold on to and the full on just giving ourselves to the world.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we are with this, the whole idea of the fear of missing out. For seeker and servant, though the any good about it, though solely was the grace of God and his work in us, for Chandler and I, there was still this holding on to what could seeker and servant be? How can that fulfill that place in our mm-hmm. life that we strive for in music? Whether it was success in the worldly standards of selling so many records or playing so many shows or et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, the biggest thing for continuing it was this fear of missing out. And for us, that's all from selfishness, mm-hmm. our pride. It's all from that because none of it was enough to justify continuing other than for ourselves.
Yeah. It really was. And just a, you know, a testament to that, you know, we've tried to book shows, we've tried to book tours over the past couple of years. And, you know, we were faced with this dilemma of
self-promotion.
Well, we were faced with this dilemma of like, we're really having to try so much harder to make something happen when it just doesn't seem like it's happening.
Yeah.
And so I think a lot of that, like a lot of our fear of missing out drove us to just put some shows together in a certain place just because we wanted to continue it up. And it wasn't thought through. It wasn't.
Right.
And, I think even then we were thinking or would have thoughts, even if we didn't talk about it to each other, but just like, I wonder if our time's coming up,
yeah.
you know, with this.
And people may ask too, like we're talking about this, like, well, what did you gain then from it? And I can kind of see where Solomon talks about this in Ecclesiastes with chasing after when everything is meaningless. And that's the point is that we have to understand. But for me, I'm in a place in my life, unless everything I'm doing is actively making less of me and more of God, it's worthless.
Mm-hmm.
It's a meaningless endeavor.
Yeah.
And I find more joy, honestly, in the sacrificing of myself when I'm doing that, when I am sacrificing myself, when I am setting aside worldly things, when I am truly trusting in God and finding my complete joy in Him. And that's counter to what I was kind of in my heart really doing with Seeker and Servant.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, and I do find it difficult because I want to call people in this, especially those who are Christian artists, because this whole podcast with the Exiles is about holding people to a higher standard, examining our life according to Scripture, specifically Christian culture. Because there are a lot of things in Christian culture that are just copies of worldly culture that aren't any different. We just feel better about them because they have the word Christian on them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I want to call, you know, Christian artists to. And we're not here saying that if you're doing that, that you're in sin or you're wrong. That's not the point of this. The point is that you cannot live your life for yourself and say you live your life for God and trying to pursue both endeavors at the same time.
Yeah, these are hard questions, mm-hmm. and some that for a long time we pushed away because there's so many people doing it. How can it be wrong? And it's something like, how can we justify that out?
Right.
And the truth is, we've got to ask ourselves these hard questions.
We do. We have to examine ourselves on a daily basis and in accordance with God's word, where we are in our faith. A lot of this also has to do with, and we're going to speak in an episode because this is heavy on my heart about holiness. A lot of this has to do with that, or being sanctified, which is a giant dirty word in a lot of places because people don't want to talk about that. But it's mainly just the whole thing about fruit, about mm-hmm. growing fruit. You're showing fruit in your growth. And for us, and for me, in order to keep growing where the Lord is leading me, this is part of that. This is part of my sanctification process. And I told someone this, a friend of ours, I told you this earlier. They're like, well, what is this like for you? I mean, y'all are talented. Y'all are good singers and stuff like that. And like Chandler said, this doesn't mean we're just leaving music. We are leaving it in this regard. We're not going to ever do it like this again. But I said, honestly, I believe God built me up. And if this is the reality, then praise God for this. But God built me up and Chandler up to the place to where we got close enough only to tear us down. And I don't mean that in a bad way.
Yeah.
To tear us down, to tear down the altar that we are worshiping at, that was a false god.
Yeah.
And now we can clearly see that it was a false god, that is not the altar we want to worship at. We want to worship at the feet of Christ. And
praise God, because, man, we can look back over all the years we've played, the countless shows we've played, all the traveling, all this, and even with the other band that we were in before Seeker and Servant, and we can consistently see a way in which the Lord was working and moving us to continue to tear that out of us to where we come to this point where there's literally no other option because we are like, okay, we get it. Mm-hmm. Thank you, God. Thank you for showing us that. Thank you for not letting us get so far off into our own flesh and have all these opportunities to happen for us that we get sucked into this world. And I mean, that's only by God's grace that he's kept us at bay. And I praise God so much for that. And thank him for giving me the contentment to say that that's okay.
Yeah. And another thing too, that you'll find out, we've got to see this firsthand because we were in the circle of those things. We're pursuing those things and we were in communication with other artists. But pride is definitely a big part of it, but another thing is the competition of each other when you're supposedly Christians. Mm-hmm. What I've seen, what all this lately has opened the door for me and see is that Christian artists are just in competition with one another. They don't want to encourage one another. They don't want to build each other up. Their main pursuit is not the church. It's not the glory of God. It's their self.
Yeah.
And we see this because this is all honest. We've mm-hmm. reached out to bands to have conversations with them. We've talked to people. And I don't care how big or you think you are or whatever level you are. Your pursuit of that, if you're going to say that it's Christian music or not, is for the body
mm-hmm.
of Christ. And if there's that low person contacting you or you view them low, fine, whatever. That's why this is not a praiseworthy thing for Chandler and I, but this is why we've always had the conviction of always trying to talk to every single person that's ever reached out to us on any single level. Because it truly isn't about us. Yeah. And if we're going to truly say that it's not about us, then we have to practice that. It's the same thing with when we say we believe things about doctrine and theology in our churches. Knowing something to know something is not the point.
We shouldn't.
It's practicing.
We shouldn't have in the Christian world this high placement like you might see in Hollywood or whatever, where people look up to these people like they have some status that's beyond comprehension. In the Christian world, where we're brothers and sisters in Christ, we don't need to have platforms that are so high where people think, oh my gosh, I can't touch those people.
Yeah, we're walking toe in toe. We're in the trenches together in this world that hates us.
And so like that is an example, and that's just some frustration. And I don't want to have bitterness toward these people, but it does show a sense. And I mean, there have been times where I've been tempted to act the same way, but you know, like, we've started this podcast and we want to have really great guests on, and we've reached out to a couple people that you know, felt like they're not super huge, that they probably, would be willing to get on the show. And we wanted to highlight their music or whatever it might be and just rally together for the gospel. And it's just kind of disheartening because I can see that they've seen my messages, but they don't respond.
Right.
And I might give it time down the road, and I might ask them again if they thought about it, and they will see it and they won't respond. And it's disheartening, not because of just the people themselves. I don't want to think bitter about them, but it's disheartening just in this Christian culture. It's like, we're supposed to be brothers and sisters in Christ.
Specifically, if you're carrying that label, which is where this whole conundrum comes from. It is a conundrum. You ever wonder why, and we've seen this a lot, why there's always that conflict, specifically with artists, because artists think so highly of themselves. We know, we've been there. This conundrum of trying to balance, being in the world, not in the world, trying to be, a better version of this or that. Mm-hmm. It's a conundrum because it is not supposed to exist, like, in that way. It really isn't. Like, it does not work, which is why a lot of times you see a lot of artistic people fall away from what's the truth that they proclaimed.
Mm-hmm.
Because they found, well, in order to be liked and to be successful and to have a status with others and to be able to find success in this, I have to agree with worldliness to a certain degree.
Yeah, and that's the whole thing, is like,
you have to sacrifice truth on some level.
You think you're so good that you can't even, and that's my thing with that whole issue, is like, I don't care if you were actually going to do it or not,
Yeah.
I was just reaching out.
Disheartening because you
could at least say,
yes or no.
Yeah, no, I'm not interested in that.
And you don't have to agree with us either.
But it's just
line,
like,
up with what we
think. It's like ignoring it, it puts a bad taste in my mouth for you, because it's kind of saying, yeah, you're not on my level.
And you're not worth my time.
Yeah. So,
and who, and anybody is worth your time.
That's just a side note.
Yeah, that's just a side note. I'm saying that because that kind of falls in line with our thought process.
And it's the kind of community and culture that I don't want to be a part of.
And it's funny too, because when we artistic people and hip people and all this type of stuff, and this kind of extra additional section of the church that we've created, there's a lot of talk about community and authenticity and all this stuff, but it is so fake.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen a section of something call itself so authentic when it is yet so fake, because true authenticity doesn't sacrifice truth for being liked, and doesn't sacrifice truth for wanting to be buddy-buddy with a world that hates whatever that truth is you're proclaiming. That's not true authentic community. True community is saying, look, we're linking arms in a world that is against us, because the Bible says that if the world hated me, it will hate you. that Christ says that, and we're going to lock our arms together, knowing that that's true, knowing that there is possible suffering coming for us, knowing that that's true, but Christ is worth every bit of that.
Yeah, and so here's the question. If that's true, what Scripture says is true, that the world will hate us, why does it look like, in the Christian culture today, why does it look like no different than the world?
Right. That's what I'm saying. It's a conundrum.
And why do we care so much about whether or not the world accepts us or not?
Right. And that's where we are.
So let's
that's
ask,
where we are.
Let's
so,
ask those questions.
Right. So that's where we are with that conclusion, is that why for us to continue seeking and serving is to battle with being liked and being quote-unquote successful and having to balance that idea in our mind. And we don't need that and to be happy or joyous. We don't need that. Christ is... If we're going to get to that place in our Christian life where we truly are in love with Christ, and if you've ever read some of the books we've read, or if you've ever read any of the Puritans, or you've read Faithful Men of Old, or you look at these pastors that you admire, you're like, how do they love God so much? I'm talking about true biblical teaching pastors, by the way. How do they love the Lord so much? How do they do that? It's because they do. I mean, that's like a simple answer, but it's true. All these extra things are just diversions that Satan puts in our way to keep us from understanding truth.
Yeah.
To keep us from seeing reality. And reality, that is that Christ is better.
Mm-hmm.
Christ is worth it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole reason why we would follow Christ. That's the whole reason why the disciples picked up everything and followed Christ. That's the whole reason that you hear these faithful stories of men and they were able to produce these so-called amazing works for God. And by the way, every single major story of Scripture that happened, whether through David or Job or through Noah or Moses or get to the Old Testament through Simon, Peter, Andrew, through any of the disciples, let me tell you something. That wasn't something that they conjured up on their own volition or will. Every single one of them give credit to God as the beneficiary of the work that was done. It's all God working.
Mm-hmm.
It is all God working through those men. It's not about conjuring them enough and you defeating your own Goliath and your success. No, it's not that.
It's not about us.
It's not about us. And you know, to say that and to believe that are two totally different things. And in our life and in our walk, where Chandler and I are, to be faithful to what we're trying to do with We the Exiles, to push forward in what we're trying to do in our discipleship and in our walk with Christ, it means this. And it's not to say, Cameron and Chandler, man, y'all are great Christians because y'all are able to do this. Man, I want to be faithful to the Lord, and there are many days when I am not.
Mm-hmm.
But this spirit within me, the Holy Spirit within me, hates the world.
Yeah.
My flesh may love it, but the spirit within me hates it, and it is a battle every day for my soul.
And it's this warring. It's this warring, this constant warring day and night that leads us to decisions like this. Decisions that might be hard because they go against our flesh.
Right.
But we know deep down in our conviction, we're going to have more joy if we let go of things that are hindering us from what we know
right.
we and should be doing.
And I don't want... I understand that some of you may not understand this at all. I get that. I get that this may rub you the wrong way. You may not like it. And that's fine. That's fine. And we're not saying this or doing this because we want to prop ourselves up on some self-righteous pedestal. In fact, everything that we've done with the exiles, whether it's been looking at certain things that the Bible calls a sin that our world loves, all of it is not to say that we're right. But God is right.
Yeah.
His word is right. That's if we're Christians and we're followers of Christ, then everything that God has laid out in his word is right.
Mm-hmm.
It's right. Not because we say so, but because he has said so and he has decreed it by his word.
Yeah.
We don't have the authority to go against that. And if you listen to me, If you aren't okay with that, then you need to examine your heart to see if you are even in the faith.
Amen.
You need to do that. Because it's only going to get more difficult in this world. The world is going to get more and more increasingly anti anything Christian, anti anything Christ. And if you aren't preparing for battle, putting on the whole armor of God, if you are not doing that, you are going to be swept away by the winds of this world and you are going to be lost. And that's what this whole point of this podcast and everything that we're striving to do is to show that we're not worthy. We aren't worthy. We are depraved human beings that left to ourselves would be deserving of hell, of the worst possible nightmare for eternity that you can think of. We deserve that because we have all, in our sin, we have all fallen short of the glory of God, and God is right in his justice to send us to hell, every single one of us.
And by his grace,
he
has sent Christ on our behalf. And this should fill us, talking to believers, with the greatest joy that would push us to strive after holiness. So,
and strive for obedience and to be obedient, not to be obedient like because you're trying to prove yourself as a Christian, but to be obedient because you are like me, such a wretched sinner, is saved by nothing that I've done.
Mm-hmm.
By nothing I've done.
Yeah, it's you mentioned this when we were doing our pre-show stuff, but it's funny because David Platt, he released a book, Radical. I think it was like 2010 or something when it came out, but he released that book, and to its title, you know, people viewed it like, oh, this is so radical.
Yeah, it was controversial.
It's so radical for this Christian life and stuff, but really, it's not, it shouldn't be radical. It should be normal. This should be what we as Christians strive for.
Yeah, in Western civilization and in the context of our American churches, we did think it was radical, but you go to China or India or to the deep, dark forest of Papua New Guinea or those places, you will find that it is not so radical at all, that it is the normal way of thinking about the Christian life. I talked about that because it was radical to our current modern age of thinking about church, but it is not radical to the Bible. Yeah. It's not radical to true Christian life.
So, with all that being said, we're gonna continue to have our music up online. We think it's useful, and God definitely has written those songs and has used them in people's lives. And we don't discredit any of the music that we've written.
Right, and you can get all the music for free through Noise Trade as well. Like you said, we will get it. We'll keep it on Spotify or any of the outlets for as long as the Lord continues to want that to happen. We will, or makes a way for that, but we don't discredit that. Anything good that's come from that, any encouragement that you may have received from what we've done with Seeker and Servant, that's not been because of Chandler or Cameron. That's been because of the Lord has worked through that.
Oh yeah.
And we don't discredit that. No, we don't think, I'm not looking at the last 6 years as just a waste.
Oh no.
But I'm saying that what we're saying that the vain pursuits of it are a waste. The things that God did through those things in spite of us, those are the things that are worth what we did for 6 years.
Oh, yeah.
But we're not saying as a whole or waste. We still think that there's benefit to it. And we still, if you find encouragement, we still want you to listen and still find it because most of the things we wrote or have written have been from those places of conviction. So we want to be encouraging in that. And I do want to kind of just say to, kind of where we're moving forward.
Well, yeah, I was thinking we could take a break, and then when we come back, we can kind of explain where we're heading with We the Exiles and all the stuff that we want to do.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to take a quick break, even though we haven't taken a break yet, 54 minutes into it. We'll take this break. We'll come back and try to kind of sum up. Yeah, so what's next? What are we doing? What does this mean for the people who are supporting us so far on Patreon, et cetera, et cetera?
We
Where did you get that mug?
This thing? I thought you'd never ask. I got this sweet mug becoming a supporter of the We the Exiles podcast over at patreon.com. Becoming a supporter is easy. For $10 a month, you can support the We the Exiles podcast and the ministry of Seeker and Servant. Only $10. Not only do I feel satisfied drinking out of this amazing mug, but it brings me joy knowing that I'm supporting a Christ-exalting ministry. Head on over to patreon.com/seekerandservant. That's patreon.com/seekerandservant and become an exile today.
Then you pop the finger out.
Jerry, have you heard of this new podcast called We the Exiles?
John, I actually have, and I've been listening to it quite a bit.
What's the best way to stay in touch with what's going on, We the Exiles?
I have heard they have an incredible Twitter page.
What's their handle?
It is at We the Exiles.
Oh, found it. Following them now.
Sick.
And we're back.
And we're back. I want to start off this just before we get into kind of where we're going with a passage of scripture that kind of outlines where our heart is for this podcast and the other resources that we want to create. And we want you to be involved with that. And we want you to, you know, come alongside us as we're doing this and join in what we're doing for the glory of the Lord and for the proclamation of this sweet gospel. But 2 Timothy 4, the first part of 4, 1 through 8, is a great explanation of kind of where our heart is. So it says, I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing in his kingdom, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with complete patience and teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths. As for you, always be sober-minded, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing. It's a powerful passage, and it brings me great joy even just reading it in the fact that God has allowed us. It's a privilege we get to bear the march, to hold his word up high, to mm-hmm. proclaim it to the world. Mm-hmm. It's our privilege God has graced us with.
Yeah, and the reality is the truth. There is truth there in reproving and rebuking. We do it lovingly, yes, but we should be doing it. And in what regard? Well, not just going up to people on the street and calling it out, but specifically in our churches, holding people to that standard.
Mm-hmm.
It baffles me that we just have no standard when it comes to, when we do have a standard, it's set for before us in God's word, but we're okay with it. And we get it. We understand, we know why that is the case. Just like it says, there come a time when people will develop itching ears. And that's sad. That's the majority of what happens. The gospel is offensive. The word of God is offensive. Within itself, it's offensive because it goes against everything we are in our nature. It's against that. And in our and left to ourselves, we will hate that.
Yeah.
We will hate it. And so there is truth there. And that's kind of the testament passage for this show. We want to proclaim truth. We want to honor that truth. We want to discuss it and be bold about it and stand on that right side of it. Not submitting ourselves to worldly ideas just because they're more acceptable to swallow.
Yeah. And all the while, in doing that, hoping that it encourages other believers to do the same. And so we are doing We the Exiles, and we're going to continue to do that. So Seeker and Servant is going to dissolve out.
The door's closing on Seeker and Servant. And you'll see that in the probably the coming weeks, how we change things. We're going to do our best to... So if you're following us on those outlets, whether it be through Facebook with Seeker and Servant or other things, we're going to try to switch those things over to solely We the Exiles.
Yeah.
So if you're supporting us on Seeker and Servant, we want you to continue to support, because the ideas, the heart, everything behind Seeker and Servant is the same in We the Exiles. It's just a different outlet. So we're transitioning to that. So please continue to follow us on there to support us there.
Don't run away.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to say. Don't run away. Same thing with our YouTube channel as we continue to work to how we're going to create video content that coincides with what we're doing with the Exiles. And then everything else attached to Seeker and Servant. We're going to kind of try to compress it into solely everything with the Exiles. But moving forward, we've talked about it on here, but doing this, closing this chapter allows us to dive headfirst into this new chapter of We the Exiles. And we have things we want to create and do. And in the coming weeks, we're going to kind of outline that plan to you as we're kind of building it and praying through it and kind of unfolding what that looks like. We have some ideas already how we're going to pursue this plan, but we've got to sit down and actually plan it out. But we do know that for one thing, the podcast is a sure thing. We're going to continue it. One of the things we talked about is moving to like a once a week podcast where we actually can focus all of our time and energy to making that one episode for the public really good. And then we're still going to do a second podcast episode, but that one's going to be only available through Patreon moving forward. So we kind of know that's kind of the direction we're going to head as far as the podcast goes. And then we've talked about other things where we want to have daily content with We the Exiles. So we gotta look at that, whether that be through having contributors write articles that relate to Christian culture and things that you can access through our website or social media on a regular daily basis. But we've got to pray through some of those things, but just know that We the Exiles is here to stay. We're hoping to grow it more so in the content that we release and being faithful to God in that.
Right.
In that
and not to just grow it, to grow it. But really prayerfully, we want it to grow in such a way that we can reach more people with our particular platform for the gospel's sake, like we've laid out, and we'll continue to say it, but that is our heart.
That's our heart for that. So be on the lookout. We pray for that you guys will continue to consider and support us. If you're already doing so financially, great, but just also through prayer, continue to support the efforts that we're doing here. Again, our heart is for the gospel. Our heart is for the glory of God. We want to be an encouragement to other brothers and sisters. We want to continue to call ourselves and you to the standard set before us in God's word that Christ has set by his death, burial, and resurrection. So please, please continue to be in support and more so in prayer of these changes for us. I also would like to mention that I'm working through this right now, and just because we want to be honest with all this stuff, I've heavily been considering pursuing pastoral ministry. I've had a heart for that for a long time, and I'm working through going back to school to actually get my MDiv for pursuing that. I don't necessarily believe labels or degrees set you up for that position, but I do want to continue to grow in my study of God's word and continue to be able to be a more helpful encouragement to others in that, just kind of like we do on the show. And so I'm praying through that as well. So I would covet your prayers in that regard too. I know my wife would as well, as we kind of look at what that would look like for myself and my family moving forward. So just pray for me as I embark on what possibly could be a good 5-year journey for me in that, and then also with the Exiles. We appreciate you guys so much. We thank you guys for even taking the time to listen to this whole.
Yeah, and we're excited. We're excited for this new chapter to start and to see where God will take it. We really believe that this is all a working of Him, And we know that he has something great in store. And we can't wait for you to join us on that journey.
Right. I do want to say this. I haven't talked to you about this, so this is right on the air. But because we're closing the chapter on Seeker and Servant, any merchandise we have left, our records or anything, if you would like a copy of any of those things, reach out to us and tell us and we'll mail it to you for free. Because we're closing that, if you want to support us in our way through that, fine, but you don't have to. If something's held you back financially for that reason, we have all those. We have hundreds of CDs. We have also, I think, a good amount of vinyls left. We have some T-shirts and some other resources left. So if you like or listen to Seeker and Servant, you would like a copy of those things, hey, reach out to us. We'll send it to you free of charge. You don't even have to pay for shipping. It's just our way of saying thank you.
Yes, but thank you guys. We really, really would appreciate your prayers just in this transition, as we've stated. And we just thank you guys for listening. If you made it through this whole podcast, we love you guys, and to God be the glory.
God be the glory. Well, until next time, keep your eyes set on Christ. Fight the good fight. This is the We the Exiles podcast.